The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
CBS Eye on the World, behind the black, Bob Zimmerman's here. We're going space engineering. Bob, what is Orion?
Orion is the manned capsule that NASA is using on its Artemis program, and it's using it. It's essentially an ascent-descent capsule, but they've always lied and said it's going to take astronauts beyond the Earth for the first time, and it's not really. It's basically an ascent-descent capsule like a Dragon, a very expensive, overpaid one that weighs too much because they were selling it as an interplanetary spaceship, and so they built something that was inappropriate for its task and cost too much. But nonetheless, that's what Orion is, and Orion was sent on an unmanned mission by the SLS rocket about 2 years ago around the moon and back to the Earth. It was a test mission. It came back to Earth. They had a bunch of problems along the way, most of which, you know, you'd expect on an unmanned test mission. But one or two they've not been able to solve. I'm sorry, three. Two. One they have not been able to solve. The other two are more serious, but they think they fixed them. But the NASA Inspector General came out with a technical report this week saying no, and things are not good. And it has to do with the number one problem, which is the heat shield. The heat shield that NASA built for Orion essentially copied the technology that they used on the Apollo capsule in the 60s. It couldn't be built exactly the same way because the materials that they used, the ablative material that they used then, is no longer available. They had to come up with a design. Orion is also, because it's so much larger than it needs to be, the heat shield has to be much larger than past capsule heat shields. And so they had these different requirements. It turned out when it came back to Earth, it experienced a lot more damage than they expected. Now, NASA had never released a picture of the damage until this Inspector General report, and I've got this posted on Behind the Black, because that damage is very disturbing. It's bad. Large chunks are missing from the heat shield. Now, it did work, the heat shield, in this unmanned mission, but the next mission, NASA wants to launch, is going to be a manned mission to go around the moon again. Not to land, but just to go around the moon. Sending astronauts around the moon on this capsule with this unknown problem with the heat shield poses an incredible safety risk. There are other issues that that mission has also, because it'll be the first time they're using the environmental systems for people, and the unmanned mission had problems with the environmental systems that they did have. So they'd be putting astronauts on a mission with a capsule with some environmental equipment that had problems and some that they've never tested before, coming back with a heat shield that they don't trust. It's a problem. And the biggest problem at the heat shield is that NASA cannot yet figure out why it went wrong. They've been studying this now for 2 years, and they still have not been able to figure out the problem and how to solve it. All this comes back to whether Orion, the SLS program, the Artemis program, can even fly on schedule, and whether SLS and Orion can even be used for that mission. NASA delayed the manned mission around the moon for a full year to 25, late in 25, in order to, because of this problem. I don't think they're going to meet that date either. I really think we're looking now at the realities of this very badly thought out program using SLS and Orion. And then with Starship tacked on, a much more capable spaceship rocket than anything NASA has. I think that in the next few years, these problems will continue to magnify themselves as Starship Super Heavy begins to fly operational flights. And I think that's going to once again indicate time to dump them and go with private rockets.
So no 2026, no.
I don't believe so. No, the landing on 26 ain't going to happen. That's always been
okay.
A joke.
Okay.
The 25 launch is possible, but not this.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bat.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.